This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben Brown, Sooner Sports, covers the National Football League. Ben, what do you think of the Kenny Pickett trade today? So he's going from Pittsburgh to Philly in a pick swap.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the retreat, you know, rookie quarterback or, you know, multi-year quarterback situation obviously hasn't really – you know, transpired to be overly valuable for those teams. But I think, you know, anytime Philadelphia does something, obviously people are going to, you know, label it as shrewd or smart just based on the performance of where they've been at previously with some of these trades and re-signings. But to me, I think it's more of like a non-starter. Obviously, you know, the Steelers have moved on with Russell Wilson. I don't necessarily think that is going to be the key piece that brings them over the top. But I think the expectation that they were going to bring both those guys along in training camp obviously wasn't in the cards for what the Steelers wanted to do. And I think it does make sense for them to unload him for kind of anything that they could get of value at this point in time. And I think it makes sense from both teams' perspective.
Pickett has played poorly for 2 years. There's no doubt about that. I think two things can be true. I think Matt Canada did him absolutely no favors and probably hindered him. And also maybe Pickett's not that good. But is it too early to stick a fork in him? I mean, he's now being traded to a place where he's obviously not going to play barring injury. Is he cooked?
Yeah, I would say I'm kind of with you. I think overall our quarterback valuation suffers from a lack of understanding of the situation that these guys find themselves in their first couple of seasons. Obviously being thrown in right away, you know, having Deontay Johnson, but not really having a ton else, and obviously a coordinator that very much hamstrings you, I think doesn't really portray an accurate assessment. I think, you know, being behind Jalen Hurts, maybe getting some opportunities in the preseason and kind of seeing the game, you know, from the bench and learning in a different way could be the thing that helps Kenny Pickett. I do think he could be a viable long-term backup quarterback. Maybe he gets a chance at starting again, but I think overall his ceiling is very much capped as more of like a rental type player that isn't going to be anything close to a long-term start at the NFL level.
The Vikings trade 2 second-round picks for the 23rd pick today from the Texans. So the Vikings now have 11-23, and I don't think it takes anybody who's super plugged in to know that they get that pick to try to move up the board. How high up can they go to try to get a quarterback dangling 11-23?
Yeah, I think, you know, even to get up into probably the top four, because I think in a lot of ways, you know, I think Arizona's like the obvious target at first, but they kind of have a plethora of picks already. So in a lot of ways, they're looking for value or maybe not to slide all as far down as pick 11 would kind of force them to do. So I think then you're kind of looking at 3 or 5. And I think in some ways, it's a different calculus between where you want to end up. And I do think it's, you know, at least the starting point to get into 3 is multiple firsts, an additional first next year, and then some more picks probably strapped onto that sort of thing. I think that's got to be, you know, the one deal that the Vikings and Patriots can potentially come to. But I think overall, you make this move to go up and get your guy. And I don't know if the Vikings are really going to be satisfied landing in, you know, picks 5, 6, 7, or even 8. So I think they're giving up at least 3 first year when it's all said and done. And I very much think the expectation has to be that the Patriots are willing to move on from that spot.
Aaron Donald retiring, Defensive Player of the Year, 4 times, one of the great players of his era, future first ballot Hall of Famer. How high might he rank among players in the 2000s?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at, you know, defensive players and impact and those sorts of things and kind of our, you know, evaluation of what wins on that side of the football. Like, I think he's very clearly, you know, kind of at the top of that discussion right away. I think in some ways his influence from a defensive standpoint is just so much more heavily felt than what a guy at like a cornerback or even like a safety type position can bring. So outside of like edge rushers, who I do think, you know, Aaron Donald obviously kicked outside at certain points and had a ton of success in that sort of evaluation, as well as kind of being the guy that, you know, soaked up a lot of the double teams in the run defense game. Like, I think there's few, if any, that could kind of lay claim to not being, say, him not being the best defensive player of the past 20 or so years. So I think overall that's where the discussion starts. Like, long term, you know, non-quarterback sort of positions, he's very much, I would say, kind of in that next tier away from like the high end impact wide receivers, I would say, because I very much think, you know, that's the direction that football's gone, and he's very much been the one that's kind of pushed it very strongly in that direction.
Ben, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.